Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, Blog Talk Radio? This is Miss Trayvette Jim, and you are tuning in to Being Empowered with Miss Trayvette Jim. This is Entrepreneur May. I know it's been a while since I've been on here, so as always, I gotta let you know this is where I bring a voice to my blog. You can check it out at www.mstra-thatjim.com. Also, today I have a great guest, Daquan Bowdy. He's going to be talking about being fit, financial fitness, being fit financially, getting your coins together. How many of us need to get our coins together? Let's just be honest here. We got to get our coins together. And not just get our coins together, but get them together in a way that we understand money. So he's going to talk to us about coins, all right, getting that paper, getting that money right. Anywho, before we get into that, most definitely, congratulations to myself, tap myself on the back. Whoop, whoop, whoop. I got to congratulate myself. If you have not ordered Empowering the Diamond Within, I need for you to get it in your life. I am doing Mother's Day bundles. That's right. So you got time to go to my website and get your Mother's Day bundle, okay? So get your Mother's Day bundle now. Empower Mama. We're going to get Mama the right bundle, not just that hair bundle. We're going to get Mama the right bundle, okay? All right, so without further ado, we're going to go right into letting Daquan get on here, talk about multi-level marketing, talk about financial fitness, talk about getting us together as far as our finances and things like that, because how many of you know that if you don't know where you're going financially or you don't have a scope to where you're getting or how to get debt-free, how will you work the money for your business? So this man is about to give us all of that, all locked up in one. So I'm very excited to talk to him. Not only is he good at what he do, but he's also a great friend, a mentoree. Come on, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Won't he do it? He is just, y'all know me, I'm a trip. But he's real good, so we're going to get on into it. How you doing, Daquan?
Miss Trayvette Jim, what's up?
What's happening today? How you been? How you living?
I'm doing really good. I'm just excited to hear your voice and to be on here with you. And just to let everybody know, she is an incredible person, an incredible mentor to my family and I. Her and her husband, Anthony, have been in our lives for about 4 or 5 years now. It's just been amazing, and I'm just honored to be on here with you tonight.
That's good. So, you know, a lot of people hear multi-level marketing or they hear about building a team and they get afraid. You know, they're like, listen, I don't feel like calling 10 of my friends and I don't want 10 of them to call 10 of their friends and all this and that. So first, before we go into what it is you do, let's talk about how you break the barrier of not just getting my family involved, but just talking to anybody about the business that...
Well, see, we're a part of Life Leadership, and we started back in December of 2016. My wife and I went to what we call a life training seminar in Saginaw, Michigan, at the Dow Event Center. And at these training seminars, you have about 4,000 to 5,000 fired up, passionate, just hungry entrepreneurs all gathered in one place. And when you experience this, the type of energy and electricity and positivity that's in the atmosphere of this community, it's really one of the things that really pushes you beyond your limitations or whatever you think your weaknesses or your inadequacies are. And so there are many people that, like you said, have been very afraid to sit down with someone and share this opportunity to even talk to people, period. Some of the major leaders on the platform now of life are people who were literally afraid to make friends, afraid to have a conversation with somebody, and now they're talking from anywhere from 4,000 to 40,000 people. And so it's really the power of the community that helps break those limitations off of you. I've seen so many people just grow, and what they used to be afraid of, now they do it with power.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. So I hear you saying that, and that's great. It's always good to be, and I talk about that in my book as well, shameless plug, but having positivity around you and really getting rid of negativity that's around you, because a lot of times what you breed, what you are, you know, you walk with what you are. And so if you are always positive into the atmosphere, why would you allow someone to come into your sphere and begin to speak negatively or question your integrity? So with that being said, what's different about this company? Because a lot of different companies make you feel like, if I don't do what this person did, maybe making six figures a year, I can't make any money. What's different about this company that you feel like, listen, I think at any level you can, if you work the business, make the money? What's different about this company?
Sure. Well, one of the things that blew us away is that when we went to our first life training seminar, like I said, you had anywhere from 4,000 to 5,000 people. You had people from all over the world there. And one of the things that they did is that they opened up the life training seminar in prayer. And so everything, as we listened to people talk about their accomplishments and the levels they've reached in the business, we heard, first of all, we heard glory going back to God. And so we began to understand really early that that business and actually faith can actually be merged. And that is one of the unique things that really stood out to us about this business. Not only that, when you become a part of the life family, you're not just left out in suspense. And so you don't feel like you're just out on the ocean, just kind of sink or swim or trial and error. The coaching that you receive is just second to none, because actually our coaches, David and Rexanne Lee, who have been able to eliminate over $500,000 of debt being in this company, they don't live in Port Huron, Michigan, where we live. They're actually a ways away in Grand Rapids, Michigan. But they've been here countless times, helping my wife and I with home meetings, helping us to share the opportunity with people. And so they really get down in the trench with you early on and really help you so that you're not left to do it by yourself. And so I can say the pivoty and the faith that's in the community, as well as the coaches who are willing to give of their time. And they never made us feel like we were inconveniencing them or we were messing up their schedule. They always made us feel important and like they wanted to pour into us. And so they didn't make us feel like we were just the next dollar sign or the next way to grow their organization, but they valued us as people and then gave the wealth of knowledge that they had to make sure that we get better. And so seeing something like that and being around people like that and feeling that, it kind of makes it hard not to want to be a part
of something like that. That's true. I heard you talk about how they didn't just leave you. When it comes to business, it is very important to have mentorship or the right coaches around or the right people that are, you know, speaking into not only the business but showing you different aspects of it. And I even tell people I like to be around three different types of entrepreneurs. I like to be around entrepreneurs that have been doing it for years, who have made in their sphere, became successful. I like to be around entrepreneurs who are on the ground level of something great, because it teaches you how to not give up. You know what I'm saying? When you get to a place where you're like, oh, my God. But if you got somebody that's an entrepreneur with you that's on the ground level, you both are going through the trenches. It's something that you can offer each other. And then that one that's at the middle of everything. I'd have been through the trenches. I'd have been through the, I wanted to give up, but I didn't. Now I'm making some money from this thing. So now I feel like I'm going to the next plateau. So with that being said, how important do you think mentorship is when it comes to business?
Oh, wow. Mentorship is absolutely so vital. A lot of times people feel like they have to go through certain experiences in order to learn it. They just have to learn it for themselves. And there is a learning that takes place in experience. But the power of mentorship is that you can sit down with somebody and maybe it took them 30 years to grasp that principle. You can grab it in 20 minutes just by being willing to be humble and being willing to be coachable. So I really think what mentorship does is it accelerates us. So maybe where it would have took us 20 years, now in a year, people are alarmed by the success that we've been able to achieve. And it's not because we've done that independently or by ourselves, but it's because we've humbled ourselves and we've allowed ourselves to be coachable. And so in that, it accelerates us and allows us to break barriers and fulfill goals at an alarming speed. I also think that in mentorship, it's important that we're able to follow directions. Sometimes you see people who they want to reinvent the wheel. They don't want to stick to the system that's already been put in place and developed. They want to do it their own way, and then they're weary with their lack of results. So I think that within mentorship, we always want to keep our own uniqueness and be who we really are. But when something has been working for decades and decades and decades and it's been duplicatable in many people's lives, we should humble ourselves and kind of honor the system so that we could see that type of fruit as well. And mentorship will make us fruitful, and it definitely will accelerate our success if we follow through with it.
Okay, that's good stuff. So with talking about that, we want to get to the system. What is it that you do far as financial the financial fitness of it all? What is it that you do, I guess, a part of what it is you're doing, all that good stuff?
Awesome, awesome. And so with life, our main goal is to set people free in every area of their life. And so a lot of times we have goals, we have dreams, hidden passions, things that we want to tap into in our lives, but there are often things that are hindering us and holding us hostage from really breaking free and tapping into the best version of who we are. And so what life says is that we want to help you break free so that you can become the best you that you were destined to be. And a lot of times that area that's holding us back is our finances. And so a lot of times we don't lack vision, we don't lack goals, we don't lack dreams, but we lack the financial wherewithal to really bring it all into fruition. And so we have a plethora of different products and services in the three areas of financial development, professional development, and personal development. But for the sake of what we're talking about, our financial fitness is actually our flagship or our focus program. And it's authored by our two top founders, Chris Brady and Orrin Woodward. It's actually a New York Times bestseller, and it has 47 principles for financial success. And so a community of over now 500,000 people worldwide in 19 different countries are being blessed by this green box called Financial Fitness. And so in this box, we have the book, the Financial Fitness book, the Financial Fitness Workbook, and then a 8-CD set, which is just absolutely phenomenal. It amplifies the book, and it's a powerful program. Here in Port Huron, we're seeing churches get a hold of the Financial Fitness program. We have a friend of ours, Pastor Trey Smith. He's actually purchased countless of these, and he's actually doing an online program now for his congregation where online they're actually learning the principles of financial success and using it to fulfill one of their goals, which is to pay off their church this year. And so we're seeing it impact ministries. We're seeing it impact families. And you can get a hold of Financial Fitness on my personal site, which is www.lifeleadership.com/615-53273. Again, that's www.lifeleadership.com/615-532-73. And so people, they come into this business for all sorts of reasons. And it's just, it makes it very unique. Some people don't necessarily want to join as far as being a networker. But maybe, you know, there's people out there who are retired. Maybe they don't see their family a lot. And so they really enjoy just being a part of the community, just having the – just gaining new friends from the life business and just being around positive people. There are other groups of people who maybe, you know, they may not be looking to join as an agent, but maybe their marriage is suffering because they're really doing bad financially. We know that that's the number one cause for divorce today is finances. And so some people get the green box just to better their marriage. They end up getting it and applying the principles. And we've even seen marriages salvage and stay together just from getting the financial fitness program and applying the principles and it changing their lives. And then there's other people like my wife and I who actually want to get in and run with it and, you know, get out and share the opportunity with other people and grow a huge organization. And so that's what we do. We're runners with it. And so we go into churches, we go into nonprofits, we sit down with people at breakfast and we just share it because we believe in seeing people financially free. So people come in for all sorts of reasons, but whatever the reason, we're just really seeing it bless people's lives.
That's good. That's good. So, I was hearing you say it's like three different levels of how you can come in on board with you, right? Okay, so like who really wants to get on board, like you and your wife, and you're taking it and you're running with it. How soon have you seen a return on your investment?
60 days.
That's
awesome. We've seen a return, yes, 60 days upon joining the business. And actually, they said that it really shocked the organization because some of the top earners right now, my buddy Steve Morgan, I'll be spending time with him in a couple of days. He him and his wife earn $20,000 a month in this business, but it actually took them like a year or two to see their first return. And so to see a return in 60 days, this kind of results is kind of not normal. But that just speaks to coming in and being hungry, coming in and being coachable, and coming in just being
ready.
Say
that again. Coming in being what? Hungry? Did you say
coming in being
hungry?
Yes. Being hungry and being coachable. And so it was pretty much the fastest return that they've seen. But I don't think that's just something just unique to us. I think anybody who comes into a business hungry and coachable can see returns in no time.
Absolutely. So if you can, if you have any last words or anything you would like to say that would really help people understand that getting financially fit with you, with life, it is how important it is.
Yes, we're definitely looking for, if you're out there and you're hungry, like I said, and you're coachable and you're willing to break beyond the status quo, again, you can go and actually sign up on my website. That's www.lifeleadership.com/615-532-73. And if you're serious, you can call 810-841-3216, and I would love to help you get started. But here's the thing. Here's one of the things that mess with me. 41% of Americans don't have at least $500 in a savings account. I'll say that again. 41% of Americans don't have at least $500 saved in a savings account. And so if we don't, if it's 41% of Americans who don't have at least $500 in a savings account, then if we don't have it, then what are we leaving for our children? And what are we leaving for our grandchildren? And what are we leaving for our great-grandchildren? This is about putting ourselves in a position to release an inheritance and create a legacy that will cause a ripple effect in our bloodline long after we are gone. But before we can leave that type of inheritance and leave that type of legacy, we have to be financially fit. And here's the thing I also want to say is this.
Right.
Financial fitness program is $139.40, but it's only $155 actually to get the entire program and to hold your spot in the business. And what's so unique is that we don't even need your time. If with your $155, my team and I will grow your organization for you, and in 6 months or less, you will see a residual income coming into your life every single month to where you can walk off your job, fire your boss, redeem your time, spend more time in your marriage or with your children, and be well on your way to fulfilling your dreams.
All right. Thank you so much, Daquan, for coming on tonight. We really appreciate it. And your positivity and all that good stuff. You were talking about mentorship, and I hope everybody took those nuggets down.
Thank you so much. I love you.
Love you too. So,
all right.
Really quickly, I would love to talk to you guys real quick. I want to give you an empowerment moment. It wouldn't be being empowered in the Entrepreneur May without me giving you an empowerment moment. So, really quick, he did, and it's so funny he said hungry, because that's something that I wanted to talk about, being hungry enough to make it happen. And a lot of times we never fulfill our dreams, we never fulfill our vision, we never fulfill what it is we're supposed to be set out to do, because we do not take the time to really think about where it is or scope where it is we want to go. The way you scope where you want to go is, I always tell everybody this here, and I remember hearing this in Sister Act when Whoopi Goldberg was talking to Lauryn Hill's character, and it's so important. And she told her, she said, the thing that you wake up thinking about every morning, when you wake up, you think about that thing, and you can't get it off your mind. That's the thing that you're passionate about. That is the thing that is going to get you to where you want to be, or your passion to where you want to go. So for me, I always think about how I can not only empower myself to be better, but I always think about how I can empower others to be better. So that means that I can't stop thinking about it. That's always a part of me. That's always what I'm thinking about. So how can I make that happen? So first things first, of course, I wrote the book. Shameless plug, but let's go get that book. All right, amen. But anyway, seriously, though, the hungrier you are, the more successful you become. Let me tell you this. I talk about this in my book, and it's a chapter called Sharks Are Born Swimming. That's right. Sharks are born swimming. I want to say this to you. The only way sharks survive is that they eat, or that they smell, or that they drink the blood that they eat. What am I saying? Blood, sweat, and tears is what's going to get you to the way you need to go. A lot of us are not willing to put in the elbow grease. A lot of us are not willing to do what we need to do, or what it takes for success. Success is not going to be something that's easy. And don't be afraid of it. And it ain't. And let me just say this. It's hard. Being successful is hard, and that's okay. But you got to be willing to put on your big girl panties and put on the big boy drawers. See, that's why people love me, because I tell the truth. And be able to walk that 365 out, walking towards your success. If we have, and I'm going to say this, and I can speak to my tribe right now. My tribe is black people. If we can stop building all these doggone churches and start building businesses, we can begin to not only see people scope better as far as where they're going, we can get rid of poverty, and we can walk out our 365 in success. If we see more success around us, then we will not be afraid of walking in it. And like he said, mentorship is important. I've had mentors, and I'm telling you, and I still do. have mentors, and I'm telling you, I watch them not only be successful, but I watch the build-up to the success. You understand what I'm saying? Be willing to walk with people and let them cut the dross off you, the mess off you, the inception out of you of what it is you thought you wanted to be, but you were never able to get there because you had a blockage in the way. So with that being said, I want to empower you to not only be financially fit, like the man of God was saying, but to be at a place where you're willing to be successful, no matter what it takes, how to get there, what you need to do to get there, and walk it out. Don't be afraid. Walk it out. Don't be afraid. Walk it out. It takes the know-how, the ingenuity to walk it out. And I'm telling you, you're going to have more people calling you all out your name, talking all about you, talking about how they you this and how you that and how you this. They talk about you now and you're broke. So why should you care what they say at a place where you're trying to be successful? Go deeper, and it's okay. And if you got to walk alone, be at a place where you are walking alone. Because let me tell you, as you're walking alone, you're never really alone. You're never really alone. And I've learned this. Why you thinking people are not watching you or people don't and people not seeing you, you got people that see you, see what you're doing, see where you're going, see where you're trying to be. And trust and believe the right people come your way. So, again, I want to say you have joy, love, and be empowered. And don't worry about what people got to say. Now, let me talk about upcoming events, and I'm going to get on up off of here and up out of here. Tower Summit 2017, we will be at Christian Fellowship Refuge Ministries. That's located 1332-36 West 95th Street. It's going to be a power-packed event. It was wonderful last year. This year is going to be even more amazing. I won't be speaking, but Big Answer Number One Gent will be speaking. Also, Louis Weebly of Louis Weebly Ministries will be speaking. Apostle Carey of Kingdom at Hand will be speaking. And Elder Christine Taylor will be speaking, hosted by Pastor Telly You, and they're both speaking, and you're not going to want to miss it. Also, Denim and Diamonds 2017, yes, this is the event that's presented by yours truly, That Gem Enterprises, and Kingdom at Hand's Apostle Carey Anthony. I'm going to be dealing with the topic of money and respect, and she's going to be dealing with the topic of love and sex. She is the author of Flexploitation. She will be on the show May 26th. So you don't want to miss it. When I tell you, her candor will have you like, oh, my God, and she's giving you a biblical standpoint, but she's going to keep it really real with you. I'm trying to tell you. You're not going to want to miss it. Also, on July 15th, the tickets are $30, okay, $30. You can register at CarrieTeresa.com, or you can register at www.mstra-thatgem.com. That's mistray-thatgem.com. Tickets are $30. You can register for tickets being at $30 to June 1st. It will be, all information is on. Oh, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone who have ordered in time the Diamond Within. I have sold 59 copies to date. So we're looking to bust at least 120-something before this month is out. So tell your mama and your daddy and your mama's daddy and all of your people to buy Empowering the Diamond Within. I'm trying to tell you, we're trying to take it back. That's our wealth as the kingdom, all right? So, remember, wealth for the wicked is laid up for the just. What you going to do with it? Next Friday will be, my guest will be Joy Isom of Isom Cloth. When I tell you she from the streets and became an entrepreneur, after learning how to flip money off the streets and learning how to do it for the kingdom, off the chain. Y'all don't want to miss it. Have joy, love, and be empowered in 2017. You be blessed.